writers, welcome back to Story Magic, the podcast that will help you write a book you're damn proud of.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Emily.
And today we want to talk about procrastination. Whoa. Do you know that feeling when like you listen to something and you're like, this is talking about me? A lot of people that are listening to this, we're talking about you.
You know, that's so true. But I was just thinking, because we record these in batches sometimes, guys. And so we just did the episode on process and like the definite, you know, help plotter versus pantser, like we define ourselves that way. And I think some people define themselves as like a perfectionist or a procrastinator.
Yeah.
And right. I think that's one or the other, because they're not different.
Right. Exactly.
And like, I totally was like a person who was like, I'm a perfectionist, I don't procrastinate. And then like, it's totally not true at all.
I held both. I was like, I'm a procrastinator until I feel like the intense pressure of a deadline. But then I realized that's executive dysfunction. And that's because I'm neurodivergent.
There you go.
Neurospicy. So we got something to talk today too about. Maybe we can loop in a neurodivergent piece of this conversation.
I would love to. All right. So like, what is procrastination? Should we start there?
Yeah. What is it?
So my understanding of procrastination based on, you know, just a reading that I've done, especially from Amy McNee, she has a really good book on this and really good resources on this, is that a lot of people think procrastination is like laziness and like, like not showing up for a project because you're just like lazy. But in reality, it's like, it's not showing up for something because of fear.
Right.
Is that how you would define it?
Yeah. I think it's like pushing. So procrastination is pushing something off to do it later. And I do think a lot of the times it's a question of laziness or willpower. Like that's usually the word that comes back to punch me in the gut is like, oh, if only I had more willpower, I would do it now. But I am lazy. Like I think then you adopt that identity of laziness and so you just don't do it. But there's lots of reasons why something might feel not doable.
Yeah.
And I think that is the root of procrastination. Is that procrastination, perfectionism, procrastinism. I think that's like the root of procrastination is that something feels not doable, so you don't do it. And then you label yourself with these negative identifiers that aren't true, but they feel true because of capitalism and hustle culture.
Yeah. I feel like it's oftentimes fear, and I know we're going to talk about that a lot, but I do feel like sometimes it's also because you just don't want to. Like, there are some things that in life where, like, especially with shoulds, where it's like the world tells me I should do something, and so I'm procrastinating, right? Air quotes, procrastinating it, when really it's just like, it's just not worth, worth my, like, I have just decided it's not valuable to me.
Right.
This moment. And I think when it comes to creativity, like oftentimes we do really want to write. And so I would say in like a vast majority of cases, that's, you know, it's fear, but it could also be like, you're telling yourself you should do, you know, this goes back to the process episode we just recorded, but like you should be doing something in your process that just doesn't feel right for you. And so you're not doing it because it just doesn't sound fun and it just doesn't. And like, that's not laziness either.
Right.
That's like a misalignment of like values. So I just want to say that before we dive into what I know is going to, like, fear is oftentimes the biggest thing. But sometimes it could just be because it's just like not, like, it's okay to not want to do something that the world tells you that you should do.
Right. Well, I think there's like fear. I think there's like, and I'm probably going to put this into three buckets, but there's more. But like, there's the fear aspect. There's like energetic alignment of like, process, brain work. And then there's like, you need a break, rest. So you're procrastinating because one of these three things is off a little bit, is affecting you.
I love those definitions. Yeah. I was thinking a lot about fear when I was prepping for this episode, but I like the distinction of those two other buckets because I think those are equally important.
Yeah.
And it's never laziness, guys. Laziness does not exist.
Yeah, exactly. That you might have referenced this, but wasn't there like a book that you read or a quote that you have about
it's laziness a book.
Doesn't
it's
exist?
An incredible book. It's I think it's called The Laziness Lie. By Devin Price. They're a PhD. And they just have like the best perspective on laziness that I've like ever heard, and hustle culture and everything. Their book is amazing. So you should definitely check it out. We'll put it in the show notes. That book just it helped me look at myself in a much more compassionate way. Like reading that book just like redefined my relationship with myself. So highly, highly recommend if you're someone whose inner voices tell you you're lazy.
Man, okay. Right. I want to go back to fear. I want to talk about fear, but that is making me think so hard of like Instagram workout reels that are like, if only you had discipline.
Discipline. That word.
Like tangent. If only you had discipline, like everything would be better, but you're too lazy to be disciplined. And anyway. We can talk about that later if we get to it. But I think there's so many words that like people attach to procrastination when they're unnecessary. So like, can we just love ourselves a little bit more?
I know.
Can we just give ourselves a freaking break?
It all comes back to hustle culture, right? This idea like hustle culture tells us that we are supposed to be machines that are just like churning something out that's effective, efficient, and perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And procrastination is the antithesis of that because you're pushing something off, right? And so there's this tendency when we're procrastinating to want to just like beat up on ourselves and just like we're the problem, right?
Right.
It's because I'm lazy or I don't, you know, I don't have ambition or I don't want this enough or I, you know, if I only had more willpower, if I only had more discipline, right? If I. Mm-hmm. And it's never that. Like it's never, ever, ever that. And so if that's the only thing you take away from today, like look underneath it, like what is actually going on? So maybe we should talk about, why don't we talk about the first two buckets before we talk about the fear?
Yeah.
Is that okay. One? You want to talk about rest? I know you love to talk about rest.
I love to talk about rest. Yeah. I feel like here's what's coming up for me right now. As busy people, we have really big to-do lists, and usually writing is like one of the last things on the to-do list. Like you have to do everything else before you are allowed to enjoy yourself in any way. And whether that's creatively or like watching TV, it doesn't matter. But let's talk about writing for right now. Whenever you get to the time of your day where you can write, for a really long time, that was the end of my day because I felt like everything had to be done first. And then I was just way too tired. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm procrastinating writing because I'm doing this other thing. But like, really, I wasn't procrastinating writing. I was trying to find a way to rest. I was trying to heal from burnout.
Yeah.
And the narrative that I was telling myself was I was procrastinating my writing. But really, my body was just like screaming. My brain was just like, please let me take a break. And it doesn't matter like at what point of your day you're writing. Like for me, I did try to save it to the night. But I also really still like writing at night. Mm-hmm. So then I was realizing, okay, well, it was a rest thing because I still am really good at writing at night. And that's my preferred time to do it. But I needed to like rest in other ways. My point is, if you find yourself hitting this wall of like your eyes are crossing, no matter when you sit down to write, the only thing you want to do is lay in your bed. The only thing you want to do is watch a TV show. The only thing you want to do is like some effort to refill your well or take a break or go for a walk, and you're feeling resistance of like, I really just wish I could do this instead. You probably are needing some rest. That's probably why this doesn't feel very good for you right now, is because you need to take some time to rest. And that process of resting specifically to heal from burnout, but also like most of the time when we get to that zone, it's not a one night thing.
Yeah.
It's like a pervasive need to rest.
Yeah.
And we talked about that in our burnout episode with Gowri, which is episode 27. Mm-hmm. So go back to listen to that. Yeah, but like if you're procrastinating so hard every single time you sit down to write and you're just wishing you could do any other fun task, you probably just need a break. You probably need to heal from burnout, rest your body. And that takes time.
Yeah.
Like multiple days, multiple weeks, multiple months of resting.
Yeah. It also takes like intentional rest.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes I'll find people who are in burnout and they have been procrastinating their writing for, you know, a couple of months, let's say. And then they're like, well, I haven't written in a few months. Like, I should be rested. Yeah. And the reality is that when you are avoiding doing something, you're putting energy into that. And then mm-hmm. you're also, if you're shaming yourself for not showing up, right? If you're shaming yourself for procrastinating, especially with all those, I'm lazy and I don't have discipline or willpower, right? If those are your narratives, those take a lot of energy too. And so unless it's really hard and probably almost impossible to truly rest unless you're allowing yourself to, right? Instead of shaming yourself for it. So I just want to kind of throw that in there.
Yeah. I really love The Office, and I know you don't watch it as much. But you're not going to get this.
I've never seen it. I know, I know, I know. Don't come at me, people.
It's like our favorite TV show, favorite couple TV show for sure, but favorite TV show. And for everyone listening, like, do you remember when – so Jim mm-hmm. is one of the main characters. He's like the funny, cool guy. And he is used to being like the favorite around the office. And mm-hmm. then there's Dwight, who is like the super hard worker, who's like a kiss ass, who's like really – he's, you know, sometimes kind of weird. He usually is like – he works so hard, and Jim's mm-hmm. more of like a slacker who works and he needs to. It's a classic dynamic of like
yeah.
nerd and cool guy, right? So the first boss, Michael, like doesn't really give Jim a hard time because he thinks Jim is super cool. But then there's this new boss that comes in named Charles Minor, and he's like a super stickler, and he does not like Jim at all. And he like super calls out Jim for everything. And there's this line that he says where like Jim is just like existing and Charles is like, oh, hey, Jim, getting some rest from all your rest, huh? Like, Jim's like, what's wrong with me? Like, what am I doing wrong? But I think about that all the time. And like Will and I joke about it whenever, you know, we're relaxing. He's like, oh, getting some rest from all your rest, huh? Like, yeah, I need some more rest. Just give me more. But like yeah. this sentiment, I feel like carries over in all this negative self-talk of like, shouldn't yeah. you be rested by now?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be, you know, back on your feet? Shouldn't you be so super energized? And it's like, actually, it takes kind of a while
yeah.
to get from a place of like super severe energy depletion to feeling good about doing things again.
Mm-hmm.
Long tangent.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. Rest, guys. Oftentimes, yeah. procrastination is just a huge call for rest.
Yeah.
Big red flag.
Big red flag.
The second bucket. What was second it?
Bucket. Second bucket was like an energetic, like the difference between like some, there's no energetic yes. alignment between yeah, yeah, what yeah. you're trying to do and like what your brain says you should be doing.
Yeah.
So
go listen to our last episode.
Exactly. Exactly. Which yeah. is episode 55, the versatility of process. Like, I think we have a natural tendency towards like our brains work in a lot of different, uniquely different ways. Mm-hmm. And like, whenever I think about sitting down to do a scene by scene outline, I like will just not do it.
Yeah.
I would just won't. But if I had, I for a long time, I told my I told myself the narrative that was the next thing to do. I was at mm-hmm. the stage where I needed to do a scene by scene outline. I couldn't start drafting until I had done a scene by scene outline. And I just really, really, really did not want to do it. And so I didn't write anything. I didn't yeah. write. I didn't try to figure it out. I didn't you know. So I feel like that's the type of example we're talking about, or that I'm talking about, is when you're telling yourself you have to be doing a writing process thing, or like a stage of writing thing, mm-hmm. and it just sounds like the worst thing ever to you. Like, so not fun. I don't want to do that. I don't like doing that. There's like a question mark for me of why aren't we liking this? Because there's some overlap to fear, mm-hmm. where like maybe you have to do some character work that is bringing up some stuff for you, and that's really uncomfortable, which we could tie back to fear. But also, like, maybe you don't need to do that character table right now. Maybe like just start drafting.
Yeah. But on the flip side, so for me, that shows up. I used to procrastinate a lot when I felt like, when I was telling myself, you just need to sit down and just write.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to sit down. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I would be like, mm-hmm. like, I'd come up with 8,000 other reasons not to do it. Because that's just not how my brain works. Like, I do a lot of thinking work before I actually put sentences in order on a page. And usually, like, honestly, I don't write in order in a scene. Like, I will write like the fifth paragraph and then the second one and then like the 20th. Like, I bounce around based on what I can see. But I used to try to make myself write like first sentence, second sentence, third sentence, fourth, mm-hmm. right? Like, in order. And I just wouldn't do it. And so if you are telling yourself, I should do something, I have to do something, and like you said, it sounds like the worst thing ever, like, what doesn't sound like the worst thing ever? Yeah. And maybe do that instead.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's also too, like, I mentioned this earlier, but there are a lot of tasks for me that feel like, of course I know how to do that. Like, mm-hmm. like, this is where I'm bringing in some of my learnings about neurodivergence. And I am not the expert on this topic, friends. I'm not trying to explain to you how you should be doing this. But the feeling for me, the difference between like executive dysfunction and that's not my process, is like, there are plenty of tasks for me that feel so simple and like so easy. Mm. And I don't know quite how to put it into words, but it feels like I just cannot do it. Like, you know, like I know how to call the doctor's office to make a doctor's appointment. I know that that's going to take 5 seconds, but I just cannot do it. Like, it feels so impossible. And then like with writing, there might be something of like, I know that I need to do this thing, but I just can't do it. And there are other ways to approach that. So that's usually when I try to body double, which is when I like loop in a friend to just work next to me.
Yeah.
And we can accomplish – it doesn't even have to be the same things, but just the simple act of having someone do something with me can sometimes unblock that executive dysfunction. Or like writing sprints tend to be really helpful, or just a focus timer of any regard of like, okay, I'm setting a timer for 20 minutes. What's going to happen? And then see what happens. Everybody has little different tricks. But if you're in that zone of like, you're not procrastinating it, it just literally feels impossible to do, maybe explore this solution from like, how can you, this is not going to come out right, but how can you trick your brain into doing it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think you have to learn the nuances of your specific brain chemistry and like what can help you break through some of these blocks. And sometimes for writing, it's changing to doing something more fun. And sometimes it's like, hey, friend, I really just need you to hop on a Zoom call with me and sit here.
Yeah.
And then I'll get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, yeah, that helps me too sometimes, especially with fear, which we'll talk about next. But like, when I'm afraid of doing something, it's like having that accountability of someone being there with you, or just telling them that you're going to do it can help you break out of that. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. All right. Should we talk about fear?
Yeah.
Should we talk about perfectionism first? Because I feel like those two things, like perfectionism and procrastination, are just two sides of the same coin. Like, they're different ways of trying to avoid your fear of doing something, right? So if you're afraid, it says fear of failure oftentimes, right?
Yeah.
If you're afraid of writing the scene wrong, then you might like rewrite the first paragraph 18,000 times, and that is perfectionism. Or you might just do the laundry and like clean your bathrooms and
yeah.
do all the other things because you don't want to, you know, procrastinate because you're afraid of starting.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they're just, and people probably have tendencies towards one or the other, but I think we all do both. Like I really do.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking just now, mm-hmm. as you were describing, perfectionism is like the fear of failure, the fear of being good enough, the fear of rejection and shame. It almost feels like the procrastination is the anticipation of rejection. Mm. It's like the anticipation of failure, the anticipation of shame, where procrastination, you're like trying to judo move your way away from failing. But like procrastination is, I'm going to feel really bad, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't. It's like an avoidance of
yeah.
those same emotions, just in different ways, where yeah. like perfectionism is trying to save yourself from feeling them by the act of being perfect.
Yeah.
But it feels like procrastination is the anticipation or the acceptance that like you're going to feel them anyway. So
yeah.
why do the task?
Mm-hmm. I love yeah. that. No, I think that distinction is spot on. Amy McNee likes to say in like a lot of her like Instagram posts and stuff, like this question of what am I running away from?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that can be a really helpful question when you find yourself procrastinating is like, what is it that I'm afraid is going to happen? Yeah. Like, what am I running away from? Because as soon as you start to like name that, you can start to manage it.
Yeah.
And I just lost my thought, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it like, that's what it comes down to. It's like this fear of, there's so much fear of failure and fear of judgment with art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're putting something in the world that can't be perfect. There's no such thing. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah.
We procrastinate making decisions, right? We've talked about how you have to make decisions when you are writing. You have to make thousands of decisions at every yeah. which way, right? And there is no right or wrong decision. There's just the decision that you want to make, and that just can feel so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so the last thing you want to do is shame yourself.
Yeah.
For it. You don't want to shame your fear. And so by calling yourself lazy or saying you need more willpower and more discipline mm-hmm. is just going to keep you stuck, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think – because it feels – this is where I think that advice like misses so hard, is because the idea of if you just worked harder or like, you know, if you had more discipline, if you had more willpower, is like missing the root, which is the fear. The fear of what? What are you running from?
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter how hard you work. Like it doesn't matter how disciplined you try to be. You still are going to run into the barrier. Like, yeah, maybe discipline is showing up at your computer every day and sitting there for 20 minutes. But if like that fear isn't addressed, what's the discipline going to do for you?
Yeah.
You know, I like, okay, you can do your best, but you still have to address the fear in order to make sustainable and consistent progress.
Yeah.
Which is what we talk about a lot. Like you can only browbeat yourself so much
yeah.
before and, you're back in square one. Yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah.
It's so exhausting. Like I used to be one of those people who was like, I'm so disciplined, you know, and I would like yeah. show up every day to write and I would like do all these things. And I was like so miserable. I
yeah.
couldn't finish an act one. Like I beat myself up all the time when I didn't show up, or like if I didn't start writing by 7, then oh man, it wasn't going to happen, right? Like there's all these things that happen. That I just think trying to make yourself disciplined and like trying to find the willpower just exacerbate. Like it's not like what you need to do is love on yourself and ask yes. yourself, what am I afraid of? And like talk yourself through, is that, you know, is that a true fear? You know, is it reasonable? Can I, like, is it worth moving even in the face of that fear? You know, and like, where is it coming from? Just like all those questions. If you can get curious with it the way you would a child that's afraid, right?
Yeah.
Then you're going to find yourself so much further than you would if you try to just like browbeat yourself. It sounds so much easier to be like, I'm just going to be a drill sergeant and like force exactly. myself to show up. Like that just sounds so much easier than the vulnerability of sitting down and being like, what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Let's walk through yeah. it. Let's walk but through it's so it. Much more effective.
Yeah. And I think too, speaking of like parenting your inner child, some of these fears you accept and move on with. Like, I don't know. I definitely feel like the intensity of my fear of rejection is a lot less. But like, that still is a very normal human thing to fear mm-hmm. rejection. And like when my daughter is like, I'm afraid of the dark, I'm not going to tell her like, oh, you know, you're being ridiculous. There's nothing to be afraid of because I'm still afraid of the dark and I'm 30. You know, like I think there's yeah. some fears that you're just like, it's okay to be afraid.
Yeah.
Boom. And then you're like, hey, I can still take action even in the face of my fear. Mm-hmm. Like a lot, I don't want you to leave this conversation. I don't want listeners to leave this conversation thinking that the simple feeling of having a fear means that you won't do anything until that fear disappears.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. Like you learn how to talk to the fear. You learn how to accept the fear. You learn yeah. how to, oh my God, I'm back at the Babadook.
I mean, it makes sense. We talked about perfectionism in that one. And now we're talking about procrastination.
I talked about the Babadook in episode 53, if anybody wants to go listen to that. Like, yeah, I mean, the fear just becomes something that you become friends with and mm-hmm. you take action in spite of. And it becomes a little bit less scary every time you do that.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things you can do is just figure out what the fear is. Like, yeah. I think so many writers are beating themselves up because they are telling themselves they're lazy and they're trying to be disciplined when really, like, they have this fear that they haven't identified. And when that fear is subconscious, it's just, it just wreaks so much havoc. When you can say, like, I am afraid of the dark. Right. And like,
yeah,
when you can say that out loud and like, and you're not just living in this like haze of anxiety and like bodily emotions, like when you can make it a conscious mm-hmm. thing, I think that has a lot of power. Yeah. Then you can be like, okay, I'm afraid of the dark and I'm still going to keep my lights off anyway or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we talked about, maybe when I thought about it, I can't remember if we talked about it in that perfectionism episode with Jocelyn. But like the definition of courage or bravery is not that like fear doesn't exist. It's that mm-hmm. you take action despite that. So then if you're like, okay, maybe if I'm procrastinating because I'm fearful or because I have these really deep fears that I'm feeling, like what would be the courage angle? What would be like mm-hmm. the one thing that I could do that would feel safe despite these fears? What would be the, you know, if fears don't go away, how yeah. do I be courageous? What does that look like for me to show up in that way? That mm-hmm. I think like the procrastination is going to come and kind of go. And the more that you, I don't want to force that choice into action because maybe you need to rest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're facing that fear, what's the easy thing you could do? What's the small step you could take? What's like the most safe thing that you can try mm-hmm. To break through that fear, to break through that perfectionism? And the more you do the little things, it builds and builds until you feel more confident, more courageous, more brave to try the bigger things.
Yeah. We have a consistency episode, right? I would suggest folks yeah. could go listen to that. Or if not, just go check out Kristen Kiefer's podcast.
Yeah. We have an episode 41, which is create consistency without burnout. Mm. And that was with guest Lewis Dora's dad is a really great friend of ours. But we have so many conversations about sustainability and like developing a process that can keep you going.
Yeah. Yeah. So to kind of wrap us up, I think the TLDR this episode is for the first thing when you're procrastinating, the first thing to do is kind of say, okay, I'm procrastinating, and like, don't shame yourself for that. Get curious. And I think the first question is it because you need rest? Is it because you are trying to should yourself into a process that, you know, doesn't feel right? Or are you afraid of something? And it could be a combination, right, of those three things. Mm-hmm. But I think examining where the root of the procrastination is your first really important step. And then, you know, if you need rest, rest without shame. Mm-hmm. And be honest with yourself if it's the rest piece, because you might try to tell yourself, oh, it's fear. Oh, it's this other thing because you don't want to rest. Rest. Yeah. So important. when in doubt, rest. Seriously. But yeah. And then if it's the process one, you know, go listen to that episode on process and like get curious what sounds fun, what sounds like play, and isn't a should, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe go down that path. And then if you think it's fear, name that fear, befriend it, love on it. And I think that will lead you really far. Any other action steps give people?
I don't think so. I think that's a perfect wrap up.
And if you find yourself procrastinating a lot, I want to suggest the book For the Procrastinator by Amy McNee, who's a creative coach. It's a journal prompt book. So it has a lot of like readings on procrastination, but then there's a bunch of journal prompts that can help you start to work through some of this stuff. It's a fantastic book. So I will stick the link in the show notes. But if you find yourself procrastinating a lot, I would highly, A, you probably need rest, and B, go check out that book.
Yes, exactly.
All right. If you want to build a successful, fulfilling, and sustainable writing life that works for you, you've got to get on our email list.
Sign up now to get our free email course, The Magic of Character Arcs. After 7 days of email magic, you'll have the power to keep your readers flipping pages all through the night.
Link in the show notes. We'll see you there.